Our next report is from the kids over at the North Shore Community School.
Hello from the North Shore Community School on the North Shore of Lake Superior. This is the phonology report for the week of March 20th, 2021. My name is Nora and I am your phonologist for this week. With temperatures in the 50s this week and lots of wind, we are seeing loads of snow melting, exposing large patches of fields. The streams and rivers are flowing full and fast. At Freya's house, her stream had doubled in size. Taylor is noticing that the snow is melting and more kids are falling in the slippery mud at recess. With beautiful weather on Saturday the 20th, several new birds arrived back from their wintering grounds. A small flock of robins were moving through. The first turkey vulture soared lazily along the sky with its wings tipped up into a V shape, and a flock of snow buntings were seen in the field. Their white wings flashed, but when they landed, they completely blended into the ground. On Monday the 22nd, a northern farrier, a smaller kind of hawk, glided into a field. The first dark-eyed juncos appeared at a feeder on Tuesday the 23rd. An American kestrel, our smallest falcon species, has returned and was sitting on a power line watching for mice all day on Tuesday the 23rd. On Highway 61, Lena saw a young eagle and two crows eating a deer. That was on March 26th. Keep your eyes and ears open for new birds arriving from their southern winter homes as the weather becomes mild. Adeline has seen two male chickadees flying in tight circles up and down the white spruce tree in her yard. One male is chasing another out of his territory. Taylor has had a whole ton of flies buzzing around her house. Adeline and Lena noticed a brown and yellow butterfly while boiling down sap on the 17th. On the 21st, while skiing at Spirit Mountain, I saw a rabbit head that had a few ravens or crows picking at it. I almost ran it over trying to see what it was. Rocco put some romaine lettuce out on his deck and a rabbit started to eat it. Javi has seen many people tapping their maple trees. David realized that the aspen trees have the buds opening up on them and flowers have started budding in Caleb's yard. This concludes the phonology report. Have a great week and be observant.
Thank you, Nora. Great report. Lots of good things going on in the Duluth area. I have not yet seen a kestrel. And so I'm awaiting that moment, but there are certainly a lot of other things to watch for these days.